At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Pizza Party Friday with Fox Sports Radio.
I want to thank you for hanging out with us. Been a fun week.
Friday! Let's do this. Kavino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Spot, Ramos, Danny G, Dan Byer, the whole crew is here. And you smell that? Ah, that's the weekend. And the pizza we brought. Because I have no self-control whatsoever. I have to point that out right out the gate. Four slices.
Four already?
Are you kidding?
Four slices. Wow. Danny G.
Where does all that go? I had two and I'm full.
You know other people work here, right?
Spot, we brought extra pizza for that reason because
no,
I knew I'd pick out.
We didn't.
I had two and I hate myself. I already feel it.
I had four.
I have eater's remorse. You
had
four?
And I love myself.
What?
No, let me tell you this. We have a theory on Kavino and Rich. We've been doing this together for a long time. Sirius XM. Patreon, we were on in all different places, ESPN before, our perfect landing spot, Fox Sports Radio, and we've had this theory for years. When you were a kid, how did a family share one pizza? How is that possible? Did dad not eat? Did dad sneak some food on the side?
That's why your dad had that slender 70s bod.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Did dad have one slice?
He didn't eat.
And he's like, eh, you know, I let the kids eat. Because to me, I feel like two people could house a pie. And if you have a couple siblings, how did mom and dad order a pizza on a Friday night and it was good enough for the family?
It's beyond me. It seems that way, though. Right. Absolutely does.
Unless you got some ziti or garlic knots or something on the side.
Well, if you have the answer to that, 877-99 on Fox. We're Kavino and Rich. Steve Kavino and Rich Davis. I have a follow-up, too. Being that we're the quote-unquote new guys here, right? Even though we've been here for over a year now, right?
Yeah.
But this is our first Monday through Friday. And what a week it's been.
Hey, great week. It really has been.
Right?
Fun
right?
times.
How do you win over the crew?
Pizza?
Is it always pizza?
Yeah.
Is that the number one answer on the board?
Pizza's tricky. I'll tell you why. No one wants pizza from the boss instead of a raise or money. Like you see those TikToks or Instagrams like, hey, you guys been doing well. What can we get you? Money. How about a company pizza party? No, not money. But people want money. But, you know.
I was thinking a company pizza party this coming Friday.
No, money. That would make me work harder.
A raise motivates me. Thanks.
We're a show here just trying to make new friends and let everyone know we're appreciative. I think pizza works in that scenario.
Pizza, donuts.
Yeah.
Muffins.
Well, think about it. Dexter was a serial killer, but no one suspected him because he brought donuts to work.
Always good moves.
Remember that?
No, everybody likes the person that brings donuts or cupcakes. Pizza might be the number one answer on the board, and that's what we did today. So if there's anyone in the building that wants a slice, by all means, grab now before Rich has a fifth and a sixth.
Pizza?
Okay?
Check.
That's the whole pizza.
Donuts.
You ate half a pie.
Check. Guy that gives out free back rubs? No, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
How about the guy that gives out high fives? Is that creepy? Or how about butt grabs?
Tickle time. No, don't be that guy.
No, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
All right, well, today we're going to get to a lot of good stuff. What fan bases in the NFL should have the nervous farts because things don't look good? And what fan bases should be giving each other Tecmo Bowl high fives?
Old school flashback Friday.
Yeah.
Tecmo Bowl high fives.
Who is surprisingly better than we thought and who's stinking like Abe Lincoln? We'll get to that. We're also going to get to who is it on? Who's the responsibility on? The coaching staff or the players? Also going to get to Tom Brady. We'll do some weekend hobnobbing, what to watch in the sports world and actually outside the sports world. So hang tight.
Well, I want to stay positive about the Tua story, right? Again, he's in good spirits. He's taking the heat off of the Dolphins. And it could have been a lot worse. I don't know if you saw this story. Side story, just to give things perspective. Boxer Luis Quiñones, junior welterweight boxer, dead at 25 after getting knocked out. Some serious head injuries, man. So we're glad Tua's okay. And we already established that it's never on the athlete, never on the player, because they're always game to play. So much pressure on them to perform. That's what they do. It's in their spirit. Right now, it's on the coach.
Yeah, but because no fighter will pull himself out of the ring. No player will pull themselves off the court.
There's got to be an unbiased person, a Tony Duke Evers, a Duke, to say, throw in the towel, because you can't really trust the coaches either.
Instead of listening to a head coach, yeah, listen to a head doctor.
That would be someone. That? Now, to sort of give the last angle of this.
Yeah.
To give the last angle of this, Covino wanted to ask, in your real life, though, do you sit it out when you're not 100%? Because these players want to play when they're even 50%.
Well, I'm telling you why you should, okay? In retrospect, like we said, maybe Tua should have sat it out because maybe he wasn't 100%.
Hindsight's 20/20, of course.
He wouldn't have gone through these injuries.
If he threw for 300 yards at 4 tutties and they won, we'd be like, oh, right decision. It's all hindsight,
there's
buddy.
There's so many reasons why I think you should sit it out in your real life, whether it's hanging out with your bros or a hot date. It's Friday night and going on a date. Friday night at 8.
Why would you sit it out now?
Sit it out because you're not bringing your best to the game, right? Whether it's something stupid and superficial, like I said, a pimple on your nose, whatever kills your mojo.
That's weak man thinking.
It's not. Let me finish my point, you bozo. And then you can say whatever you want. Because let's say you're trying to make a good impression. First date. Someone you like. There's a girl that I like. You have this date all planned out, but your mojo's just not there. Your confidence is shot. You're exhausted. You're sick. You're under the weather. Or like I said, it's something stupid. Your hairline's kind of weak. I don't know. You're just not feeling it. You got a bad haircut. Whatever jeopardizes you from being 100%, you're bringing that to the table. And she's going to be left with that impression thinking, yeah, he's nice, but I don't know. Something's missing. Meanwhile, you're going to be regretting it because you're like, man, I didn't bring my 100%. My 100%.
No,
I regret it now.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
You wait, you sit it down and be like, look, I'm not feeling that good. I'm sorry. I'll see you next week.
Thank God, the weekend.
Then the same thing with your friends, man. If you go out, you know you're going to be bad company. Sit it out and then bring it. Next time you're out, you're bringing it and you're the good time guy.
I haven't felt 100% since 1993.
Didn't you learn something from the game last night? Sit it out until you're ready.
I have to force myself to make up the difference.
You're bringing a lesser version of yourself to the plate. Yes.
You get me.
Trust me, man. I know from experience, dude. Yeah. If I wasn't feeling 100, I would sit it out and make up. I wouldn't have to, make up an excuse all the time. Sometimes you're honest, but then you bring your best self to the table and leave a great impression.
Let's say you have 3 bros, so you're 4 bros, right? If each of you brings 25% to the table, that's 100%. That's good enough for me.
No, that's weak. You know, that person's weak. He brings no laughs. He brings no fun. You know, he's a boring date. He brought nothing. He brought, a weak version of himself to the party. So I ask you, Fox Sports Nation, are you with me? What do? You're not feeling 100%. Do you sit it out? Do you watch a movie at home? Or do you still force yourself to go hang with the bros or on this date when you're not feeling it?
You're infuriating. Thank God the weekend's here. I don't want to see you until Monday.
You're so right.
Your head's up your ass. You think you should skip out on a hot date because you got a pimple. You think you shouldn't hang out with your buddies.
I said whatever makes you feel not 100%.
If you're not 100%, Spot said it best.
Bro,
keep going.
Then when are you going to learn your lesson?
1993, Rich.
We saw it last night. And think about this. You're the guy. You're still a proponent of pushing it forward when you got the sniffles. That's why you're a super spreader. We don't need that mentality anymore. You don't feel good? Stay home. I don't want your germs. I don't want you to get out and get me sick. Stay home. There's always next week. Recover. That's the whole lesson we learned last night. Bring your best self to the table.
No, I didn't
always
learn. Tua getting effed up last night did not teach me to stay home from a date if I have a pimple on my nose.
Well, then
that did not teach me that lesson.
You know what?
I think it's gonna
take away from your confidence in that moment.
It makes you insecure. If you don't want to go on a date because you got a pimple on your nose, or you don't want to hang out with your buds and watch the game because you got in a fight with a coworker,
you're just not honest with yourself.
And you're in a bad
mood. Your ego is so out of control. And by the way, Fox Sports Nation, your ego is not your amigo. Rich thinks his worst self is still better than most. That's how full of himself he is. I know that, and I'm honest with myself.
This guy's so insecure that I guarantee you, Fox Sports Radio, if Scott Shapiro's like, hey guys, when do you want to take...
I'm talking to a nation of people.
I guarantee.
I'm telling you that I'm honest enough to know that, Jesus. You know what, I'm not going to add a lot to this get-together. I'm not feeling that good. I'll sit out till next time.
I want to strangle you.
Go for it.
If the boss said, hey guys.
Go for it.
Like,
absolutely.
Like, what are you going to do? If the boss said, all right, let's take professional pictures for the podcast, for Fox Sports, Covino and Rich, I can guarantee you Covino would be like, well, I don't want to take the pictures until, I want to lose like 5 pounds and get a haircut. What's wrong with that?
That's because bringing your best self.
You got to jump at the
opportunity.
That's
wrong. No.
You're never going to be 100%. You know what? I'll name drop. Emmett Smith once told me. Yeah, because me and Emmett are pals. Emmett Smith once told me, after week one of the NFL, not one player in the National Football League is 100%. If you're 40-something years old, you think you're never going to not be... You're always going to have something going on in your life. That's
it
like
doesn't
when,
have to be 100%.
You know what it's like? It's like the dummy.
Might be working at 80%.
Kevino, it's like the dummy that's like, you know, before I get engaged to my girl, I want to make sure I have the right job and the right this, right everything. You can't wait for things to be perfect because things are never going to be perfect.
So you're saying force yourself to go out even though you don't feel good. And then everyone thinks you're a dud.
If I was a single guy... And I had a hot date.
Feeling like I was a dud all night.
So the alternative is like, sorry, girl, I'm interested in. I can't hang out tonight because I have a pimple on my nose.
No, you don't tell. Why would you? Why in the world would you ever say something so dumb?
Yeah, but
you're just honest with yourself, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna wait until I feel really confident and really great about this. Bring my best self. So now I can't be denied.
Look that way for a second. What is Danny G wearing today? Don't look.
Danny G, something Raiders related or Lakers related, because he always wears that.
That's not fair.
Actually, no, he's not. He's wearing a Raiders hat. But what are you wearing there? A Calu. Yeah. Because you know why? Because no one really looks at you. No one.
I'm not on a date with Danny G, you bozo.
We're on a daily date with Danny G.
The two of you were sitting before the show, across from each other, eating pizza.
Because
you were staring right at each other.
I'm not trying to bring my best self to Danny G, but I feel good.
Do you think any girl's ever said,
so I would go out tonight? Deserves your best self.
Do you think any woman in the history of women has said, in the history of women's spot, has said,
women in the history of women.
In the history of women has said, I'm not going to sleep with that guy because he has a pimple on
his
nose.
Actually, yes.
It's about the confidence that you're portraying.
Yes, Rich, I do.
Confidence, man. It's whatever jeopardizes your confidence. You're taking an example.
Oh, my God. I totally would have blew his mind if not for that pimple on his nose.
You're taking an example and making it the focus of the conversation because you're a numbskull. That's why.
Some people can't even watch the TV commercial for that Dr. Pimple Popper, Rich.
I know.
So I'll pose the question to you. You could leave feedback at Covino and Rich. Okay. Based on all these lessons we learned with COVID and Tua and not being 100%. If you're not 100% confidence-wise or health-wise or just mood-wise, is it best to sit it out and then wait until you are? Or do you always force yourself to go out and pretend like you're having fun? Meanwhile, you're not bringing your best self out in company, and you know you're bad company. There's many times I sat it out, and I'm glad I did. That's my advice. You don't force yourself.
Life of the party.
I am. You know why? Because I pick and choose when I go out. I am.
Covino.
And if I'm not feeling it, then I'm not going out.
And Rich.
Now we're starting to get to our Sunday night roots here because I've heard this and forth from you guys.
I can't believe it's like,
well, Dane, what do you think about that? I'm serious.
Yeah, I hear both of you on this, but I'm more like you, Covino, where especially back when I was dating, if I didn't feel up to it, then I would sit it out. I would wait. But with work, I'm more like Rich, where with work, I always went full throttle, even if I wasn't feeling well.
Well, work, yeah.
I even hid having COVID twice.
I'm with you on that.
Just so I could do my shit. No, I'm kidding.
I'm with you. No. But work is work, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have like a discipline about you and an ethic about you. I get it. But, you know, I think that guys like Rich, he's such a people pleaser. He doesn't want to bail out of the plans. If I'm not feeling it, I think it's okay to. Ramos, any thoughts on that?
I think when it comes to people and like you said, a date and stuff, I want to make sure that I'm giving it my all and I have a pure thought pattern. I don't want to leave anything on the table. As far as work goes, yeah, I mean, I'm always here doing my thing. So, you know.
Even when you had monkeypox.
I'm just saying, if you're coughing and sniffles nowadays, like the Jordan infamous, you know, the flu game. Nowadays, it's like, hey, man, you're putting Pippen's health in jeopardy.
I know.
I'm just saying it's a different mindset now.
More socially acceptable to fart on someone than cough on them.
Now we have the boy who cried COVID because we all know coworkers who are like, I have a fever. You ain't got no fever, lazy ass. Get to work.
Well, think about it. You hit us up at Covino and Rich, and the phones are always open at 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18+ in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Pressure!
A lot of pressure on Francisco Alvarez, hitting seventh in the Mets' debut.
To pace yourself. Pressure.
But you know what, man? These young players, Francisco Alvarez, only 20 years old, but
pressure.
Maybe guys like Buck Showalter know that he's built for pressure situations like this.
I mean, how could he know him that well? What, he saw him in spring for a couple weeks?
I mean, these guys get to this level for a reason.
No, I know.
They know things that we don't.
And again, not just about my Mets. Think of your team over the years. When they call up a prospect in a weird time, like this is not throw the rookie in who is a high drafted quarterback. That's expected, right? Like, hey, we're throwing you in, you know, come on, you're in there, buddy. This is six games left in the season. Wasn't a September call-up.
Where the games matter a lot.
Dude, wasn't like a, oh, September call-up, wasn't a after the All-Star break, wasn't a spark plug throughout the year. With six games to go, and Darren Ruff struggling, and Vogelbach looking like he's more worried about, you know, the spread in the locker room than taking at-bats, they need a DH.
I don't mind to put pressure on you, you're the Mets fan, but how was he doing? Was he in AAA? Was he killing it in AAA?
Slaying it up. Slaying it at every level. Right. And I think, you know, the fans, Mets fans were like, why didn't they call him up earlier? But it was just odd timing because it was like, well, I guess we're going to wait till next year.
Alvarez was hitting 260, 27 home runs, 78 RBI.
That's great.
Season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple A, right?
Yeah, minor league home runs, hitting bombs, though. But
it was between Double A, Binghamton, and Triple A, Syracuse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy's a stud. And like I said, people know the makeup of a guy like this. So maybe for him, it's like long overdue. But it is, no doubt, a pressure situation.
And you said it before. You took the words right out of my mouth, Meatloaf style. Rest in peace, Meatloaf. I think we just passed the anniversary of his death recently or not yet? Meatloaf. I forgot we lost him.
I celebrate him at least once a week.
Meatloaf! Mom!
You
look at a guy like this and you say, does he want the pressure? And yes, and you said it before. You took the words right out of my mouth when you said, sometimes a guy gets called up, not just to the bigs, on an NFL roster, in the NBA. You saw it with like Linsanity, right? Sometimes it takes a minute for people to
a new documentary out, by the way.
It takes a minute sometimes for people to figure you out. And you know what? If it takes a month to figure him out, that takes us through the postseason. What if this guy starts lighting up? And it really does take the league. You've seen guys jump into the bigs, and they bat 350, 400, and then it's like, oh, you get them on the outside slider every time. And it takes, you know, maybe the league to realize, oh, you know, he can hit the curveball, but, you know, he chases.
Yeah,
he chases.
They don't know the weaknesses yet. Scouting report's not out on
that. Scouting report might be there for the minors, but that's different than hitting major league pitching. So, interesting game tonight, of course, Mets, Braves, game one of a three-game set.
When you said the minors, I just want to shout out the Zoolanders real quick.
Great minors.
Yeah, real quick. Shout out.
Black lung pop.
Shout out to them. They're my favorite minors. So anyway, Covino and Rich. Steve Covino. Rich Davis. Spotty's here.
Hi.
Ramos and Danny G.
And before we get to the update, let's say what's up to John in New Zealand. John. What's up, buddy?
Good day, mates. How you doing?
What's up, mate?
Yeah, I called in to say that you've got to have a line somewhere where you don't step up to the plate, where you don't take the field. Sometimes you've got to tough it out, but there's got to be a line somewhere. And for me, that line is nausea. If you if you're feeling sick, you got some kind of stomach bug. Doesn't matter how good you are, how tough you are, you're not going to perform. Whether that's a date or whether it's a match, and I'm going to see Billy Joel. He's coming to New Zealand. I'm going to see him in December.
Oh, that's nice. Amazing.
Honestly, Billy Joel.
Show will change your life.
Billy Joel is so good in concert. And when I go to New York, I honestly do try to catch him if he's doing his monthly Madison Square Garden show.
Enjoy that, man. That's the soundtrack to our life growing up in New Jersey and Long Island. I mean,
you know who's playing the Garden tonight?
Who?
I interviewed him early this morning. Brandon Flowers of the Killers. Killers are playing two nights at Madison Square Garden.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah. Really quick, you guys are middays on Saturday in New Zealand
Saturday chill time.
That international dateline really helps us out.
Thank you, John.
If you want to have a new New Zealand Australian accent, if you say rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Sounds like you're saying razor blades.
Rise up lights.
Say it again. Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
That's
I never thought of that. That's
rise
actually,
up lights.
So
rise
if someone rise says, hey, what's your best Austrian accent? I just go, rise up lights.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, if you're going to play this stupid game, hold on, Ramos. Let's see if you like this one.
Okay. Oh, right. That's good.
Say beer can.
Beer can.
You just said bacon with a Jamaican accent.
Beer can.
I'm laughing at his reaction.
I've never thought of that. That's really good.
He's so simple.
Oh, man. I am simple.
I love that. I love that. He loves it. Anyway, John, I want to thank you for the call, too. John from New Zealand, because he's referencing our jump off on the Tua story of, you know, when you're not 100, do you go out and push through it in your real life? And I was thinking about it even further, Rich. Not to backtrack because we got other things to get to.
And by the way, New Zealand.
I feel like a lot of times when you're pushing through it and you're under the weather or you're not feeling 100, when you're pushing through it, you're really just doing it for everybody else. Like at that point, you're not even going out because you want to. Because you don't. You don't feel good. So why put yourself through that for everyone else because they're putting the pressure on you? No. Sit it out.
True.
But anyway, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
No, I was going to say shout out to the Bushwhackers, New Zealand.
Whoa!
Yay!
Luke and Butch, my favorite tag team of all time.
I love those guys.
Dan Byer, what's going on, man?
Hey, Dan.
Rise up lights. Now, we're going to get into some weekend hobnobbing. What should you be watching in the world of sports, outside the world of sports in just a little bit? Two thoughts. I want to talk about some of the teams that should be nervous as hell. What team's fan base should have the nervous farts? And what team fan bases should be giving each other high fives? Like, hey, we're looking better than we possibly thought. And I got a couple that stick out, Covino. If you want to chime in, throw them out there. Teams that are overproducing and teams that are underproducing.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because up until today, we would have said the Dolphins get Tecmo Bowl high fives.
They still do.
In a way, I still give them the Tecmo Bowl high fives. Because they battled, and they went through a lot this week.
3-1, they played the Jets.
But
they played the Jets without Tua. They could go to 4-1. So I think Dolphin fans are in the
you
category.
Don't think they have the nervous farts a little bit.
No, Tech
you
got to
realize
fives.
They got hit with all sorts of unfortunate reality this week. Just the sight of seeing Tua go out on a stretcher, you have to think that the nervous farts are there a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, you know, but up until yesterday, things were looking great.
Danny G, being a Raiders fan, I heard the Odd Couple talking yesterday about how a must win, it's a must win. You can't be you're the only 0-3 team. You can't be 0-4. When you look at the Raiders right now, must win. Are the fans nervous? Like, do you look at your schedule and say, all right, we could sort of climb back to 500?
The fans are anxious, not nervous necessarily because there's so much talent on that team. They just got to put the pieces together. They got to score touchdowns in the red zone. No matter who the head coach is, the past few years, they have not been able to score 6 points, 7 points in the red zone. They're always marching Daniel Carlson onto the field, which he's a great kicker. He's been leading the NFL in points the past couple of seasons, but that's the reason why. They're not scoring touchdowns in the red zone. If they do that on Sunday, they can blow the Broncos out.
But again, pressure to do it. Like now they have to, right? So to me, that equals nervous
and
farts.
Bronco fans should have some too. They had 9 3-and-outs last week against your Niners.
Yeah.
Nine.
Niners have a good defense, but I mean, Russell Wilson was doing nothing until that one drive. It was one drive. So if the Raiders could put some points on the board.
Yeah, Broncos are worse in the red zone.
Oh,
so you got
awful.
The two worst red zone teams matching up against
them. And then I think that's just, feeling things out too. New team, new system, new coaches.
Yeah, first year in
new
coaching system.
We just started our first week, our first official week on Fox Sports Radio. You know, we had a fun first show, but there's still a learning curve, right? Getting your timing right, figuring things out. That's what
pronouncing
Russell...
Pronouncing tires.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
You know, Russell Wilson's sort of going through that, and that's what we're witnessing. I don't think he's done by any means. I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, Danny J, I hope you, for your sake and the Raiders fans, that you hit up Russell Wilson before he finds it, right? And then you got the Chiefs, which is tough, but then the Raiders got Texans and Saints, which I would think are two W's for you guys. So maybe you climb back by week six or so, you're 500. So put the Raiders fans' minds at ease a little bit? I think so. I think they're still in wild card contention.
All right, well, let me pose the question to the Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Okay.
As we head into week four, as we head into some great football this weekend, who gets Tecmo Bowl high fives? Who are you feeling confident about? Who do you think is not that confident? Who has the nervous farts
let's get the easy answer out of the way.
Yeah.
Everything's going right in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts looks like, oh, wow, he really is legit. Yeah. Davante Adams already looks like one of the best wide receivers in the game, making circus-type catches at the goal line last week. They're in a crap division. Eagle fans should be pumped. Eagle fans are a contender. When people thought they were going to be on their way up, they're looking like they're there, right? They got to be pumped.
Give them a Bo Jackson high five.
Jacksonville, new coach. Trevor Lawrence, year two, it looks as though Jacksonville
is figuring it out.
Definitely. They should be excited down there. Again, a division that really isn't that competitive, right? When you look at Jacksonville, are you scared of the Colts?
No.
No? Are you scared of Houston? You're not scared of any. No. You're not scared of any team in that division. A team that should be, I'm not saying scared, not saying they should be nervous, but the fan base of the Rams can't feel so confident of all these, like, we're maybe going to repeat. They're underdogs to the Niners this weekend up in the Bay Area. And if they lose, they're 2-2. Niners are 2-2. I don't think the Rams are dominant as we once thought.
Are you giving Tecmo Bowl high fives the way Jimmy G played last week?
I don't think the Niners fans should be excited, but I don't think they should be nervous.
Okay.
If they beat the Rams on Monday Night Football this week, if they beat the Rams... And they're favored. They've won, I believe, 7 of the last 8 games against the Rams.
Right. It was just the NFC Championship game they lost.
That was the only time they lost to the Rams in the last couple of years.
Okay.
And they match up well.
So what
Kyle Shanahan does against McVay just seems to work. So if they win, they're tied. And now you're looking at a brand new season in the NFC West. Now a team that I think should be nervous because I think they're not that good.
Okay.
Their quarterback got a hell of a lot of money. But I don't think the Cardinals are a playoff team. I think the Cardinals are a 500-ish team at best. They're going to show sparks of brilliance just because he's an athlete.
So you're saying Kyler Murray's like...
Cardinal fans that are like, we're going to get over the hump this year. No, you should have the nervous farts. Tecmo Bowl high fives. I'll give you one more in the world of the NFL. If you're a Ravens fan, I think with... the way Lamar Jackson's playing and some of the weapons you have, they could very well cruise to the divisional or championship round of the playoffs. I could say that already in the early parts of the season.
He's using his legs the way he's supposed to be using his legs.
They got good coaching, and they got a good team. And
he's just playing great this year, that's why.
And I think you could say that about them. And any others, you guys want to chime in, 877-99 on Fox. The fan bases that should be excited and the fan bases that should be bummed. I think the Charger fans should be a little bummed. Justin Herbert's banged up already. They're under 500. Bosa's out. Like, that team's already like, oh, man, we got in our own way again.
Well,
all right, so your thoughts, and we'll get into what else you should be watching other than football.
The weekend hobnobbing.
Oh, can't wait.
Can't wait.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice, Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, there they are, the Killers.
Name dropper.
I know.
Rich Davis, the people-pleasing name dropper.
Rich Davis, that's me.
I'm Steve Covino. We're both excited for our baseball this weekend and, of course, our football.
All right, let's get right into this.
Living for the weekend.
Your winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobbing.
All right, now you're out and about with friends, family, your kids, friends, parents. What do you talk about? What's on your radar? What are you watching? What are you doing?
I'll kick it off again live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm saying Rob Zombie's Monsters on Netflix. Yeah, no, no.
I read a review,
and it's like it's like a porn parody without the sex.
But Monsters.
It's so bad that it's funny. I like it.
I watched a trailer, and my wife said, Kavina's watching that?
I watched the whole thing. I kind of liked it. I don't know how to feel about it, so I want to know what you think. Rob Zombie's Monsters. I want to see Judge hit 62. So watch the Yankees, and of course, Dahmer on Netflix if you want to get into something scary, get into that Halloween vibe. I mean, it's kind of a terrible story, but it's a good watch.
All right, couple things to watch that you could talk about with people. Reboot on Hulu. Johnny Knoxville, Keegan-Michael Key, Judy Greer, the return of Paul Reiser, who's been in a bunch of stuff recently. It's a comedy about a rebooted show. It's uncensored. It's on Hulu. It's like rated R. So reboot's great. Mets Braves. Got to be watching that series in baseball.
All right.
And the football game that I got my eye on, besides my Niners and Rams Monday night, on Sunday, the Bills-Ravens. Look out. Spot, what you got?
The only thing I'm watching this weekend is Quantum Leap, the reboot.
Looks
show,
good.
Best show of the 80s, 90s.
Danny
that's my
G.
That's my vote.
Yeah. What you got?
I'm going to wake up early with 6:30 a.m. NFL, the Vikings and Saints in London.
Ah,
yeah,
early love, like Mr. Furley.
Love early morning football. Yo. And my girl loves Bachelor in Paradise. New season just started, so I'll watch
your
that with
girl.
Her.
Girl.
Any quickies, Ramos?
Kansas City's traveling to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. That should be a good one. Brady against Mahomes. And Andor on Disney Plus. Another good Star Wars
flick.
Yeah,
I started that. And Hocus Pocus 2 for a lot of your wives and girlfriends. I know that'll be a popular one. So enjoy your weekend. Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studios. Have a great weekend.
Our first week
in the books.
Yeah.
All right. Until Monday, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.